Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are just two guys talking about how the body works, going through the index of the book. What book, you ask? Good question. It is just a random anatomy and physiology textbook. There's a lot of words in there. So we've decided to do something silly and define every single one of them. We're still on the letter A, and this is probably close to our 200th episode of it. And the term today is alar plate. Alar plate, ladies and gentlemen. Alar, I know alar means wing. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Plate, I believe this is something I eat food off. Mm-hmm. So makes total sense to me now. This is obviously a wing-shaped plate that I eat food off.
It is. So
where is it? Where is this thing sitting and why is it called this?
Okay. Well, let's say in the adult form, when you look at the spinal cord.
Oh, spinal cord. Okay.
And you do a cross section.
Okay. So chop it in half.
Yeah.
Take the top off and look down, bird's eye view.
That's right.
All right. So whereabouts have we chopped?
You can choose where you wish to.
Thoracic.
Okay. Thoracic.
Yes, sir.
So you've cut through the thoracic in a cross section.
All right.
That's your plate. Okay, that's the plate.
The whole cross-section of the spinal cord is the plate.
Yep. And now I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay, yeah.
Where are the wings on that plate when you look down at it? And I'll give you a hint.
Oh, well,
it's grey. The wings are grey.
Oh, the wings, which we sometimes call the horns.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose they sort of look like a butterfly. When I draw them up, I always think about a butterfly. So I pretty much draw basically a circle for the whole spinal cord.
Yeah.
And then I draw a little butterfly in the middle of it, and that's where the grey matter sits. That's where the cell bodies sit of both the sensory and motor neurons.
Yep.
So that whole thing is the alar plate?
The wings are the alar plate.
So of both the dorsal and the ventral horns?
No, just the back end.
So the dorsal. The dorsal horns.
The dorsal.
So what you're saying is the alar plate. Okay, so is that what we can call it now?
No.
Or is this an embryological, is this a developmental stage
correct.
That it's called the alar plate?
Yep.
So at what point?
Embryo. I just didn't want to bring that up first because as soon as I embryo, you're like, you turn off, yell at me, call me all sorts of names. But if I did the other way around, you get intrigued.
Okay, smart. So you're trying to, you know how I work now.
That's right.
Yeah, but you've shot yourself to foot because you've said embryo and I don't care anymore.
So the question is, where did the dorsal horns come from in the central nervous system?
Oh, okay.
So now we've got to figure this out.
Yeah.
So let's go back. Let's go back a number of years in your case.
A decade? One decade.
30 odd.
Oh, that's kind
plus,
of
you. Plus 9 months.
And really? I'm 39 months. Okay, that's good.
So we're in utero.
Yep.
About week three.
Okay.
Are
we there together?
We can go for that journey together.
Right. How old are you at this moment? My age.
I'm 3 weeks old at the moment. Three weeks in utero.
Me too.
At this point.
But we're not the same age.
No, we're not.
You're significantly older.
I'm older.
I know. People can tell. People say it all the time.
Anyway, focus.
Okay.
So the embryo, as you know, because I've done it so many times, around 3 weeks is broken into three layers.
Yep, the endoderm, ectoderm, and mesoderm.
Very good. So the ectoderm, if you're looking in from the back end, the dorsal side,
right.
It's going to a part of it's going to start rolling up, and that's going to be the neural tube. This is the ectoderm.
Right.
So the neural tube will start to close up. Okay, that's going to be important because that's going to start to form the spinal cord in the brain.
Yep.
Okay, so once it's enclosed, so once the neural tube is closed, which is about the 25th day.
Yeah, that's better.
Cranially and about 28 quarterly.
Right.
Okay, so
top,
now the
top and bottom.
Now the whole tube is closed.
Right.
Okay, now in the tube.
So it's like a batten now.
It's like a batten. Now, if you were to look at that in a cross section as well, just cut through the neural tube only.
Yep.
It's just this column of stem cells, neuroepithelial cells.
Sure.
Okay.
With the hole in the middle?
The hole in the middle, that's right. So they almost look like pseudostratified epithelium because it looks like they've got multiple layers to them.
Okay.
Has that kind of appearance to it.
Yeah, so it looks like a mishmash of different types of cell shapes.
And so what the cells are doing from the base layer, which is closest to that hole.
The hole right in the middle.
As it's starting to move up to the top layer.
The outer,
okay, they're kind of changing their shape.
Right, okay.
Okay, so they've kind of got a stem cell and then moving up. So what's happening is around that canal, that hole, you're getting these migrations of neuroblasts that are going to four blocks of tissue.
So neuroblasts are going to be stem cells for the nervous system.
That's right.
Yep.
Two at the back, two at the front, all the way up the whole length of the tube.
Right.
Okay.
Let me guess, these are going to form plates.
Yep.
And these various plates will ultimately, when you are born, turn into the dorsal grey horn and the dorsal grey horns and the ventral grey horns.
That's right.
So the dorsal grey horns create the made from the alar plates.
That's right.
And what are the ventral grey horns made from?
They're the basal plates, and they become motor neurons. They're the lower motor neurons. So they will have the body there, hence why they're called grey matter, and then they'll shoot their dendrite or axon out of the spinal cord, and that becomes the ventral root, which then goes out to whatever muscle it's going to innervate.
But here for alar plate, it's going to have the cell bodies
stay there
of sensory neurons.
Yep.
Particularly the second order sensory neurons.
That's right. Or interneurons. Yep.
Or interneurons.
Yeah.
So basically, if I were to tickle your face with a feather, no, not face. Let's say I were to tickle your hand with a feather. I'm going to stimulate sensory neurons in your fingertips that send a signal down a first neuron that goes into your spinal cord. It enters through these dorsal grey horns, which were originally the alar plates, and they will synapse at the dorsal grey horn.
Some of them would.
Yes, good point.
The ticklings won't, but pain would.
Okay.
Pain and temperature would.
Pinch your finger.
Yep.
Synapses here with the second order neuron, which then will continue to ascend up the spinal cord. Right, and the interneurons are there too, so they can help modulate signals.
Correct.
All right, and so that's the alar plate.
That's and that has the same, so along the whole length of your spinal cord, the alar plate becomes the dorsal...
Grey horn. Can you have developmental issues with these alar plates?
But then when you go up into the brain, it becomes much more complicated because just the way that the system kind of orientates, you don't have the central canal like you do in the spinal cord. You start to get the fourth ventricle, third ventricle, all that, and it changes the morphology of it all.
Right.
And then the way that all develops is much more complicated. Yeah, I had a look in terms of the clinical relevance. So hard.
It would be.
Anything that kind of impacts sensory processing.
You're done.
Could be.
It's not going to.
I did find that the alar plate does develop significantly into a lot of the cerebellum. So if there was issues at that region with alar plate, you're going to have significant problems.
Neurological issues.
And then you'll have coordination, muscle, tone, balance issues because of the cerebellum not.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But one condition, I couldn't find any that says this is directly due to alar plate issues. I mean, obviously, neural tube defects where the neural tube doesn't close, which is not a defect directly from the alar plate, but if the neural tube doesn't close properly, then it impacts the way the alar plate develops.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which then would cause issues. But that's a bit separate. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, for once, After 200 episodes, you've done a good job, Matt.
Well,
your parents would be proud.
That's a compliment.
You know, if your parents were still talking to you, they'd be proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.